Okay, these are the bylaws of Urcha Inc., created when the new organization was incorporated in May of 2019. Can you scroll down to the point where it talks about serving as an officer? So elected offices. So, Mr. Manier, will you read Article 5 itself, please? Just the first paragraph is fine.
Urcha Inc. elected officers shall consist of president, vice president, secretary, treasurer. It is imperative that all elected officers of Urcha Inc. are impartial, such as no officer of Urcha Inc. shall be a team pilot, team representative, company owner, company representative, or hold any position with any company in the radio control hobby. In order to hold an office, anyone elected to serve within Urcha Inc. must resign all hobby-related positions prior to taking office. Any elected official who accepts any of the above-mentioned positions while holding office will immediately be removed from office.
Mr. Manier, previously, Tim DePerry, in his deposition, stated that he does have contracts or financial agreements with Futaba, SAB, and Sobek Contronic, at least valued at $10,000, according to his deposition. Mr. Manier, if Tim DePerry has contracts with Futaba, Contronic, Sobek, and SAB, or had them, valued at least $10,000, would he be able to serve as an officer of Urcha Inc., or would he have to immediately resign or be removed?
I am not aware of this copy of the bylaws, and so I'm not really sure of the actuality of what I'm reading and saying and seeing here.
If these bylaws were announced at the 2019 Urcha Jamboree, would Tim DePerry have been removed from office?
I choose not to answer.
If these bylaws were in place currently, would Tim DePerry be able to serve as an officer?
I choose not to answer.